Hello?
Hello. Can I speak to Laura?
Speaking.
Hey, Laura, this is Mark with Opinion Research. How are you today?
What are you calling about?
For Opinion Research. We're conducting a very short public opinion survey in your area.
Okay. For what?
In regards to some specific subjects about, for example, mainly media, like news and stuff like that.
Okay, how long is this going to take?
It shouldn't take no more than 5 minutes.
Okay, go.
Okay. 1 second. So, English. Do you or does any member of your household work on a radio or television station or newspaper?
No. No.
Thinking ahead on November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, senate, and Florida legislature? Definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat
definitely
likely
voting.
To vote.
Definitely voting.
Okay. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democratic, affiliated? Okay.
Democrat.
Where is your main racial background? White, Hispanic, African, or Asian?
Asian.
Thank you. Range of age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
55 to 65.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should be local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help with you and your family? Crime and neighborhood safety, flooding, meaning sea level rise and environmental resilience, corruption, properly insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic growth on overdevelopment, or affordable housing?
You want the top, the highest priority? Corruption.
Corruption, okay. You will now give a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Damian Pardo, very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very
somewhat
favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Aileen Higgins.
Who?
Aileen Higgins.
Oh, Aileen Higgins, very favorable.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Joe Carboy?
Very unfavorable.
Carboy.
Bad.
Very unfavorable. Yeah.
Worst, whatever the worst rating
Suarez?
Is. What are the choices?
Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Manolo Reyes?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Keon Hardiman?
No opinion.
Okay. Daniela Levin Cava?
Favorable.
Okay. Raquel Regalado?
What's the name?
Raquel Regalado.
No opinion. I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. And Christine King?
No opinion.
Okay. And finally, Miguel Gabela?
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, in general, election for president were held today among the following candidates. For who would you vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or undecided?
Biden.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Joe Biden? Definitely or
definitely.
Probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, where voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballots referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that might be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes, in favor, the measure, or no, against the measure. The first one is the Florida Constitutional Amendment. It's called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana. Allow adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products or marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise. Okay, in favor, right?
Yeah.
Would you say advisedly voting or probably voting yes?
Definitely
for
yes.
This ballot. Okay. Now, no law shall prevent, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before the ability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. In the election we're held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Okay, can you just repeat what the amendment is? It's to allow abortion?
Yeah, exactly. No law shall prohibit or penalize. No law shall prohibit or penalize or delay
prevent
abortion
okay
before.
Yeah, I support that.
Okay, good. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting?
Yeah,
for that one?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, shall city amend exist list government the mix-up project at 888 MacArthur Causeway or Watson Island to reduce the overall development extend term from 75 to 99 years, way baiting and require at no cost to the city? Previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue to the city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along the bay. So it's the Watson Harbor ballot.
So what, I'm having a little trouble understanding what you're saying.
Yeah, sorry,
the
Watson
issue?
Harbor?
Yeah,
it's a South City amendment existing leases government the mix-up projects at the 888 MacArthur Causeway?
What's on the ballot? What's the ballot measure?
Basically reduce
to
the
allow
overall
it,
development.
To not allow it, to what?
To reduce it.
To review it?
Reduce.
I can't understand you.
So reduce, like to make a minimum. Reduce.
Just
reduce
to
the overall
it
development. No, reduce. REDUCE. Reduce.
Oh, reduce?
Yes, sorry.
Okay, repeat that. What, you're trying to reduce what?
The development extending the terms from the 75 to 99 years. And weigh the bidding and require at no cost to the city.
Reduce. Can you just repeat that? I'm having trouble understanding you. Reduce.
Yes, I'm sorry. The overall development. Reduce the overall development and extend the terms from 75 to 99 years. So we can weigh the bidding and require, and this is at no cost to the city.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm not quite sure what you're saying. You're saying to reduce the development and
and extend the term from 75 to 99 years.
And they want to extend it or not extend it, or are we reviewing the extension?
No, they do want to extend it from 75 to 99.
Well, I'm not for that. But I think that it should be reviewed and reduced.
I'm not
sure.
Okay, no worries, that helps. And if you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of the referendum? Oh, you said you weren't sure, right? Sorry.
Yeah.
Now, you will now be giving some specific components of the Watson Harbor proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove each of them. Allow office space to be included.
I'm not sure. I have to review the facts. Not sure.
Okay, no worries. How about allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums?
Not sure.
Reducing the overall amount of developments?
Probably yes.
Okay. And finally, creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along the bay. Biscayne Bay.
Probably.
This proposal will obtain an already vote approved mixed-use project on Watson Island, which is off of the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. This already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shop, and a restaurant and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow you for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurant, and allows approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access to Lao Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than borders that previously approved. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of the referendum or no?
Not sure. I have to go. Are you done?
Actually, yes, man. I'm on the last one.
All right.
What is one of the things you like most about what you heard? Just the thing that you like the most about what you heard.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I'm sorry. Regardless of your position, what is one of the things you like most about what you just heard on the last options?
On the Watson Island? I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much everything, man. I'm sorry about the inconvenience.
Thank you.
I do appreciate your time.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.